going to test your memory.
Oh, boy. Come on, John.
I was at Cairo TV.
Yeah.
And I did a story about you as a catcher. Used a lot of video from Bull Durham. You gave me your wedding album in front of Cairo TV, and you looked at me and you said, if anything happens to this, Annie will kill me, and then I'll kill you.
That's a long time ago, but if you insist, I will say that's true.
Hi, this is Bloodworks 101, and I'm your host, John Yeager. And that was former Seattle Mariner Hall of Fame catcher Dan Wilson. And yep, every word of it is true. You see, back in the day, I was a reporter for Cairo 7 News in Seattle. And in the summer of 1995, yeah, way back then, the Refuse to Lose season, I did a story about then Mariners catcher Dan Wilson. And yes, I borrowed his wedding album for some pictures of Dan and his wife, Annie. And thankfully, I returned the photo album safe and sound. Well, that was then, and this is now. I got a chance to catch up with Dan recently at a pop-up blood drive at T-Mobile Park, where Wilson came to donate, talk about a certain team sport, still very close to his heart, and about the importance of blood donation.
Obviously, giving blood is such a huge priority right now, and all of us have blood, so it seems fairly simple. But I think, you know, given coming out of COVID, given the stress that's been on the healthcare world over the last several years especially, it's more important than ever to be a donor and be able to give blood. Bloodworks Northwest needs close to 1,000 people a day to volunteer for their blood to keep up with the demands of hospitals as well. So there is a huge demand for blood, and this is a way that I think a lot of folks can help.
So you, as I recall, went to school as an engineer. So break this down for me. Break down the donation process and how easy it is.
Well, it's super easy. And I think especially, first of all, you have the good memory that you remembered even the engineering. The fact that, you know, we're in the technology age, a lot of this goes much more smoothly. It's just answering questions on your phone as part of the screening process. And really, it's pretty simple. There's no pain involved. I think the finger prick maybe is the hardest part, as a lot of people have said. Outside of that, the folks here that are giving their time from Bloodworks are outstanding people, and it is a very simple process.
It was at this point the blood collection specialist put the needle in for Dan's donation. Dan didn't flinch, didn't look away. Most people look away.
It's okay. I'm hanging in there so far.
Okay, 5 squeeze on hold. You got it?
We got it. Perfectly. So we're good. We have blood flow.
Why do you think people have such a hard time donating blood?
I mean, I think there's a lot of fear around it, for one. I know some people are afraid of needles or getting poked. And understandable, no doubt. But I think it's this process is made very, very simple. I think some people are perhaps afraid of catching something or getting something through the process, and that obviously does not happen. It's more just fear, and I think once someone does it and realizes how easy it is, it's something that they'll continue to do.
You were here April of 2020 in this same the pavilion at T-Mobile Park. And that's when we really, really needed blood, and you were here.
Yeah, we brought the family as well, and had them donate. And again, I think, you know, since that time, there really hasn't been a reprieve for healthcare, and the world of hospitals. And right now, again, with the triple demic that we have going on right now, I think again, this is another situation where hospitals are at full capacity, and blood is of the essence. And so, when you have that and you have emergencies that happen, there is a big demand for blood. I think right now, especially O positive is one of the blood types that is hard to get, hard to find. So if there are those out there that are O positive and are thinking about it, I think it's important that, they really consider it and get themselves an appointment. Again, very easy, online, you can get an appointment, and it's pretty quick in and out.
like a lot of people, like the whole city, I followed baseball this last summer, and you were in the booth a lot. And what was it like to watch this happen as an announcer? And I don't want to say you were a fan, but I mean, you definitely had your favorites. What was it like to watch this season from your perspective?
Incredible fun, really. I think when you look at the whole picture, when you look at, you know, the front office people that have been here a while, putting this together, seeing their orchestration kind of come to fruition is exciting. And when you've had relationships with some of the players throughout their minor league career, and then they get a chance to play at the big league level, have success as a team, that's really, really exciting. And you're right, I'm a big fan, and you can't help but get caught up, especially when you're up in the booth and, you know, you're in the ballpark, it's the atmosphere here, and some of those late season games, the energy at the stadium was incredible. It doesn't get the name Electric Factory for nothing, right? It was really an incredible place to be. Just seeing the team, and this is a credit to all the guys that were on the roster this year, play really, really well in one-run games, come back and win on their last at-bat so many times. I don't have the statistics right in front of me, but it just seemed like this was a team that was destined to play well, to do well, to get themselves to the playoffs, and they did. And this was a huge, huge step forward for the organization.
I was lucky enough to be at that Castillo 1-0 game where we won in the 14th inning.
We have played over 4 hours here at T-Mobile Park tonight.
And you're right, bam! And it's it! And it's it! The Mariners win it! The first run is the only run in an instant classic! It's the game of the year!
I have not... At the time, I hadn't seen a baseball game that good since Game 5 of the 95 Divisional Series.
Yeah, I mean, there was just some good baseball being played. And I think at the end of the day, when you're a club that wins, I think that's obviously important. But they were playing good baseball, and they were winning big games. And when you look at the pitching staff that was able to come together, both as a starting staff and the bullpen, once the team had a lead late in the ball game, it was pretty secure with the guys that they continued to bring in each night. So I think, no doubt, an incredibly exciting season. And I think my excitement really comes from a lot of these pieces being able to stay together for a longer period of time here. And I think we're going to see a lot of good baseball here coming up in Seattle.
Well, that was my next question. Was this a one-off?
No, it's not a one-off, no doubt about it. And let's be honest, I mean, Houston is a very good ball club, and they're in our division, and they're going to be a team that we're going to have to get past at some point. But I think, you know, when you take a team 18 innings in 6 hours, and, you know, that was an incredible ball game, and I think made a statement that the Seattle Mariners are here, and this is going to be a dogfight going forward, and it's really going to be entertaining to watch.
Well, you've given a lot of yourself to the ball club, and now I see you're doing it for our community.
I mean, well, thank you, but you know, obviously it's very, very important. I think one of the clauses in the Seattle Mariners mission statement is to give the community, serve the community, and I think that's very, very important. I take that very seriously and always have, and it's because of the players that were here when I got here. It's the Jay Buhners, it's the Edgar Martinez, the Ken Griffey Juniors, who you know, were incredible ball players, were incredible, you know, family men. They had great families, and they found a lot of time to give back to their community, and I credit those guys for creating an environment, and the Seattle Mariners obviously for making those possibilities available. The environment here is such that that's part of our responsibility as ball players, and so that's why I'm here.
When was your last game?
2005.
So you're still here.
Yes, you know, Seattle's home, and you know, our kids have grown up here and are scattered around now, mostly West Coast, but it's been home and continues to be home for us, and we really, really love it here.
So, and one last, you don't have to get into the weeds on the answer, but if you had anything to say to somebody who's considering donating blood and maybe a little afraid to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't overemphasize how easy it is and how pain-free it is. And I think, you know, the fact that we are at such low levels of blood, and that we need it. Now is a time when you can really step up for your community and step up for those that will be entering a hospital and will be in need. So if you are at all on the fence, trust me, it's an easy process. It's a pain-free process and can really, really make a difference for someone who's experiencing a very difficult time.
And it doesn't hurt to look. You looked when it happened, and you're still donating right now.
I'm still here. Yeah, no. But, you know, obviously those fears are, some people have pretty dramatic ones. But the folks here, again, are amazing people. They make it easy, and it's just it's something that's very, very doable for all of us.
Thanks again, Dan. Yeah.
Thanks, John. Always good to see you.
My thanks again to Seattle Mariners Hall of Fame catcher Dan Wilson. Over the holidays, the blood supply is typically low, so if you're moved by the spirit of giving, make an appointment today. Go to bloodworksnw.org. Thanks. And that will wrap it up for this edition of Bloodworks 101. I'm your host, John Yeager. See you next time.